Chapter 17. To return now to where I was and tell you the rest. We shall never know how she came to be there. There is no way to account for it. She was always watching for black and shiny and spirited horses, watching, hoping, despairing, hoping again, always giving chase and sounding her call upon the meagrest chance of a response, and breaking her heart over the disappointment, always inquiring, always interested in sales stables and horse accumulations in general. How she got there must remain a mystery. At the point which I had reached in a preceding paragraph of this account, the situation was as follows. Two horses lay dying. The bull had scattered his persecutors for the moment, and stood raging, panting, pawing the dust in clouds over his back, when the man that had been wounded returned to the ring on a remount, a poor blindfolded wreck that yet had something ironically military about his bearing, and the next moment the bull had ripped him open, and his balls were dragging upon the ground, and the bull was charging his swarm of pests again. Then came pealing through the air a bugle call that froze my blood, T.S.I., soldier, come. I turned. Kathy was flying down through the massed people. She cleared the parapet at a bound, and sped towards that riderless horse, who staggered forward towards the remembered sound. But his strength failed, and he fell at her feet, she lavishing kisses upon him and sobbing, the house rising with one impulse, and white with horror. Before help could reach her, the bull was back again. She was never conscious again in life. We bore her home, all mangled and drenched in blood, and knelt by her, and listened to her broken and wandering words, and prayed for her passing spirit, and there was no comfort nor ever will be, I think. But she was happy, for she was far away under another sky, and comrading again with her rangers, and her animal friends, and the soldiers. Their names fell softly and caressingly from her lips, one by one, with pauses between. She was not in pain, but lay with closed eyes, vacantly murmuring, as one who dreams. Sometimes she smiled, saying nothing. Sometimes she smiled when she uttered a name such as Shekels, or BB, or Powder. Sometimes she was at her fort, issuing commands. Sometimes she was careering over the plain at the head of her men. Sometimes she was training her horse. Once she said, reprovingly, "You are giving me the wrong foot. Give me the left, don't you know it is goodbye?" After this, she lay silent some time. The end was near. By and by she murmured, tired. Take Kathy, mama. Then, kiss me, soldier. For a little time, she lay so still that we were doubtful if she breathed. Then she put out her hand, and began to feel gropingly about, then said, "I cannot find it." Blow taps. Apostrophe. It was the end. End of the Project Gutenberg ebook, A Horse's Tale. This file should be named HRSTL10. TTXT or HRSTL10. Zip corrected editions of our ebooks get a new number, HRSTL11. TTXT versions based on separate sources get new letter, HRSTL10ATTXT. Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as public domain in the U.S., unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we usually do not keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper edition. We are now trying to release all our ebooks 1 year in advance of the official release dates, leaving time for better editing. Please be encouraged to tell us about any error or corrections, even years after the official publication date. Please note neither this listing nor its contents are final till midnight of the last day of the month of any such announcement. The official release date of all Project Gutenberg ebooks is at midnight, Central Time, of the last day of the stated month. A preliminary version may often be posted for suggestion, comment and editing by those who wish to do so. Most people start at our websites at http gutenberg.net or http promo And NetPage, these websites include award-winning information about Project Gutenberg, including how to donate, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter free. Dot, those of you who want to download an ebook before announcement can get to them as follows, and just download by date. This is also a good way to get them instantly upon announcement, as the indexes our catalogers produce obviously take a while after an announcement goes out in the Project Gutenberg newsletter. HTTP www.iabiblio or GutenbergETEXT05 or FTP. FTP iabiblio org pubdocs books Gutenberg ETXT05 or ETXT04 03 02 01 00 99 98 97 96 95 94 93 92 91 or 90. Just search by the first five letters of the file name you want, as it appears in our newsletters. Information about Project Gutenberg, one page. We produce about $2 million for each hour we work. The time it takes us, a rather conservative estimate, is 50 hours to get an ebook selected, entered, proofread, edited, copyright searched and analyzed, the copyright letters written, etc. Our projected audience is 100 million readers. If the value per text is nominally estimated at $1, then we produce $2 million per hour in 2002 as we release over 100 new text files per month. 1240 more ebooks in 2001 for a total of 4,000 plus. We are already on our way to trying for 2,000 more ebooks in 2002. If they reach just 1-2% of the world's population, then the total will reach over half a trillion ebooks given away by year's end. The goal of Project Gutenberg is to give away 1 trillion ebooks. This is 10,000 titles each to 100 million readers, which is only about 4% of the present number of computer users. Here is the briefest record of our progress. Means estimated, : ebooks year month, 1971 July 10 1991 January 100 1994 January 1000 1997 August 1500 1998 October 2000 1999 December 2500 2000 December 3000 2001 November 4000 2001 October November 6000 2002 December 9000 2003 November 10,000 2004 January. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation has been created to secure a future for Project Gutenberg into the next millennium. We need your donations more than ever. As of February 2002, contributions are being solicited from people and organizations in Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, District of Columbia, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. We have filed in all 50 states now, but these are the only ones that have responded. As the requirements for other states are met, additions to this list will be made, and fundraising will begin in the additional states. Please feel free to ask to check the status of your state. In answer to various questions we have received on this, we are constantly working on finishing the paperwork to legally request donations in all 50 states. If your state is not listed, and you would like to know if we have added it since the list you have, just ask. While we cannot solicit donations from people in states where we are not yet registered, we know of no prohibition against accepting donations from donors in these states who approach us with an offer to donate. International donations are accepted, but we don't know anything about how to make them tax deductible, or even if they can be made deductible, and don't have the staff to handle it, even if there are ways. Donations by check or money order may be sent to Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, 809 North 1500 West Salt Lake City, Utah 84116. Contact us if you want to arrange for a wire transfer or payment method other than by check or money order. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation has been approved by the U.S. Internal Revenue Service as a 501c3 organization with an employee identification number 64-622154. Donations are tax deductible to the maximum extent permitted by law. As fundraising requirements for other states are met, additions to this list will be made, and fundraising will begin in the additional states. We need your donations more than ever. You can get up-to-date donation information online at http://www.ggutenberg.netdonation.html. If you can't reach Project Gutenberg, you can always email directly to Michael SRHART at pobox.com /prof. Hart will answer or forward your message. We would prefer to send you information by email. The legal small print, 3 pages, start the small print. For public domain ebooks start, why is this small print statement here? You know, lawyers. They tell us you might sue us if there is something wrong with your copy of this ebook, even if you got it for free from someone other than us, and even if what's wrong is not our fault. So, among other things, this small print statement disclaims most of our liability to you. It also tells you how you may distribute copies of this ebook if you want to. Before you use or read this ebook, by using or reading any part of this Project Gutenberg TM ebook, you indicate that you understand, agree to and accept this small print statement. If you do not, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for this ebook by sending a request within 30 days of receiving it to the person you got it from. If you received this ebook on a physical medium, such as a disc, you must return it with your request. About Project Gutenberg TM ebooks. This Project Gutenberg TM ebook, like most Project Gutenberg TM ebooks, is a public domain work distributed by Professor Michael S. Hart through the Project Gutenberg Association, the Project, among other things. This means that no one owns a United States copyright honor for this work, so the Project and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission, and without paying copyright royalties. Special rules, set forth below, apply if you wish to copy and distribute this ebook under the Project Gutenberg trademark. Please do not use the Project Gutenberg trademark to market any commercial products without permission. To create these ebooks, the Project expends considerable efforts to identify, transcribe and proofread public domain works. Despite these efforts, the Project's ebooks and any medium they may be on may contain defects. Among other things, defects may take the form of incomplete, inaccurate or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disk or other ebook medium, a computer virus, or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. Limited warranty. Disclaimer of damages, but for the item of replacement or refund described below, 1. Michael Hart and the Foundation and any other party you may receive this ebook from as a Project Gutenberg TM ebook disclaims all liability to you for damages, costs and expenses, including legal fees, and 2. You have no remedies for negligence, or under strict liability, or for breach of warranty or contract, including but not limited to indirect, consequential, punitive or incidental damages, even if you give notice of the possibility of such damages. If you discover a defect in this ebook within 90 days of receiving it, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for it, by sending an explanatory note within that time to the person you received it from. If you received it on a physical medium, you must return it with your note, and such person may choose to alternatively give you a replacement copy. If you received it electronically, such person may choose to alternatively give you a second opportunity to receive it electronically. This ebook is otherwise provided to you as is. No other warranties of any kind, express or implied, are made to you, as to the ebook or any medium it may be on, including but not limited to warranties of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose. Some states do not allow disclaimers of implied warranties, or the exclusion or limitation of consequential damages, so the above disclaimers and exclusions may not apply to you, and you may have other legal rights. Indemnity. You will indemnify, and hold Michael Hart, the foundation, and its trustees and agents, and any volunteers associated with the production and distribution of Project Gutenberg TM texts harmless, from all liability, cost and expense, including legal fees, that arise directly or indirectly from any of the following, that you do or cause. 1. Distribution of this ebook. 2. Alteration, modification, or addition to the ebook, or 3. Any defect. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.